Rest assured, my friend, my God won't forget you. Amen. No matter what you're going through, our immanent God, the one who sees and the one who cares, he's interested in your drama.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Grace Christian Assembly, formerly Germantown Christian Assembly, in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. This broadcast program is again coming to you from Grace Christian Assembly in the East Mount Airy section of Philadelphia, where Pastor Brian Grant will conclude his message on the Apostle Paul's visit to ancient Athens, a city wholly given to idolatry, where he explained to them a God they knew nothing about and what it means for us today. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Acts 17 and follow along as Pastor Grant brings the conclusion of his message, Our Incomparable God.
I'm so glad I know him personally. Come on, do you know him personally? Is he your God? Is he your Savior? Is he your friend? Do you know him? God is immanent. But God is not only immanent. Here's the second thing I want you to write. God is transcendent. God is transcendent. Acts chapter 17, verse 24 and 25. It says here, verse 24, then Paul stood. No, that's not 24. 24 is down here. God who made the world and everything in it, since he's Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives life and breath to all things. Add this to your notes. God is wholly independent from, are you writing? God is wholly independent from and superior to the created universe. He exists beyond the limitations of time, beyond the limitations of space and the physical world, and has supreme authority and majesty over all creation. I hope you'll write this down and go home and reflect on some of this. We don't always go here, but it is important that we grasp what it means. We need to understand a little bit more of our God. And the Bible is teaching us that God is transcendent. He's wholly independent from and superior to the universe. He exists beyond the limitations of time, space, the physical world, and he has supreme authority and majesty over all creation. We serve an incomparable God. There's absolutely no one else like him. Amen. God is not bound by the constraints that govern the material universe. And the problem with scientists and some of these big-time thinkers, they think of God and think of God in our terms. But not, God is not bound by any of the constraints of nature. He is the ultimate source of existence and power. So add this to your notes. God's transcendence implies that he is sovereign and that he exists outside of time. Huh. The issue of time is a constraint to help us. But God exists outside of time and space and is above and beyond all that is created. Go home and chew on some of this. It will blow your mind. Our problem is we try to understand God in our terms. But God is transcendent. Because of his transcendence, God is way beyond what our finite minds can grasp. Are you with me this morning? God is transcendent, and because he's transcendent, he's way beyond what your finite mind can grasp. Neither by an act of our will, nor by our own reasoning, can we understand God or experience him personally. But the transcendent, unknowable God. Are you getting me this? You getting what the Lord is saying this morning? God is unknowable. You cannot know him. The only way you can know him is that he has chosen to reveal himself to us. Are you getting it? The only way we can know such a transcendent God is because he has chosen to reveal himself to us in the person of his Son. And little by little, every day, we're getting to know him better. Oh, I hope you're making time. Come on, young man. Are you making time to get to know God better? You're not doing God no favors when you decide to take up your Bible and read it, when you decide to spend your some time on your knees before this transcendent God. God is not some little. I may go to my Jamaican, so let me leave it off. In Jamaica, we'd say, my dad would say, he's not some little pettifogging God. Pettifogging is a word we made up, I guess, in Jamaica to describe something that is so insignificant. I don't know where they got the word from. I don't know if it's a real word. You can look it up when you go home and see if you find it. If you find it, you can come and tell me. But God is not a little pettifogging God. He is the transcendent God who has chosen to reveal himself. Are you glad he has revealed himself to you? Are you glad that he has revealed himself in his Son and that through him we have life more abundantly? Let's go to Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21, verses 22 to 27. Revelation 21. But I saw no temple. Talking about the glory of the new Jerusalem. This is where we're heading. I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it. Hallelujah. Why? Why? For the glory of the transcendent God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. The nations, just imagine, we use up so much energy just to keep Philadelphia burning. Just Philly. Think of all these utility companies in America and the utility companies of the whole world and our God, our transcendent God. He don't need no utility company. The Bible says all the nations, listen, there's no need of the there's no need of the moon to shine. There's no need for nothing. The glory of God gives it light. The nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light. Thank God we can walk in the light. The kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. Its gates shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. But there shall be by no means enter it anything that defiles or cause an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. There shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or cause an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Is your name written there? Is your name in the Lamb's book of life? When was your name written in the Lamb's book of life? When did it get written there? You know, sometimes if we're not careful, we think because we're born in a Christian home or we're going to come to a gospel preaching church, our name is in the Lamb's book of life. But the only way your name gets written there has to be a specific time when you repented of your sin and received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and that moment your name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life with the indelible ink from God. Amen. It cannot be erased. Hey, hallelujah. Is your name written there? Oh, I know you're a good church person. You're good. You're serving in the church. Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? The Bible makes it clear no one is getting into heaven whose name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And if you're not sure it's written there, you need to make sure this morning. Amen. Today you need to make sure your name is written there. So what have we said so far? God is holy. God is immanent. And here's the third thing to add to your notes. God is self-sufficient. God is self-sufficient. Acts chapter 17, read verse 24 and 25. God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. Did you get that? What does God need from us? Nothing. You can't do God no favors. Okay? So God is holy. God is immanent. But God is, did you add that to your notes? Self-sufficient. He does not need anything and is not dependent on anything or anyone. So write this. God suffers no lack, knows no limitation, and experiences no deficiency, for God does not need anything or anyone. So as though you are so special, and we are, God has made us special, amen? Chosen by the love of God. But just because we are saved, don't think that God needs us. God doesn't even need you to spread the gospel. He doesn't need you. But I am so glad he has called me and chosen me. Amen. And by the help of the Spirit of God, I am going to serve him. Amen. Little song says, I will serve him because I love him. He has given life to me. Has he given you life? Are you willing to serve him? Will you serve him this morning? Will you make a decision? God, just in light, I'll never realize how incredible you are. And in light of who you are, and in light of who I am, I'm so thankful that you have saved me. I rededicate my heart to you. I will serve you because I love you. Hallelujah. My friends, God is the I am that I am, with no qualification or exception. For if God needed anything to stay alive or to feel complete, he would not be God. Okay, amen? If he needed you, he would not be God. So although God loves us and desires to have fellowship with us, let's not think he needs us. Amen? Let me sure we get this thing right. Put this in your notes. We desperately need God, but God does not need us. Are you sold out to Jesus? Are you serving him faithfully with all that you are and all that you have? Have you paused recently to reflect on the immense blessings we have as children of God right now, and the incredible blessings are waiting for us, as our sister just sang, When we behold him, we shall behold him. The best is yet to be. We've only just begun. The best, young person, follow him, serve him. The best is yet to be for the people of God. And all this is ours because God chose to love us. You know, as I was preparing this message, this song popped into my heart. It says this, many of you know it. I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. You know that one? Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest, that Jesus loves me. And then he goes into the little refrain. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. But listen to verse number 2. Though I forget him and wander away. Are you still with me? If you're with me, say amen. Amen. Though I forget him and wander away, kindly he follows wherever I stray. Back to his dear loving arms would I flee when I remember that Jesus loves me. Perhaps this morning there's someone here, someone watching us on the live stream. And if you're honest, you would have to admit that you are one of those who have wandered away. The song says, kindly he follows wherever I stray. Back to his dear loving arms would I flee when I remember that Jesus loves me. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Oh, I pray you'll come back to him today. First, God is immanent. Second, God is transcendent. Third, God is self-sufficient. And here's the fourth and final thing I want to share with you today. God is holy. God is holy. Acts 17, verse 26. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they may grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we move, we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said. For we are also his offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we are not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but he now commands. He now commands. God now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising Jesus from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, while others said, we will hear you again on this matter. So Paul departed from among them. However, some men joined him and believed, among them Dionysus the Areopagite, a woman named Damaris, and others with them. Write it this in your notes. God is holy. He is separated from all moral defilement, and he's hostile toward it. God sees all evil and has appointed a day when sinners will be judged. Don't miss this. God is hostile to sin. God is hostile to sin, and he's appointed a day when sinners will be judged. God does not need us, but he loves us passionately. And in his goodness, he wants us to live with him forever. And just over 2,000 years ago, Jesus came to earth and he gave his life to atone for our sin. We could have added to our notes, God is love. Amen. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Have you received God's Son? Have you received God's free gift? Have you received God's eternal life? Are you sure if you die today, you will be in heaven? That when you die, you will be in heaven with God? Are you sure of that? And if you're sure, are you living for him? Are you walking in the steps of the Savior? Little Psalm says, trying to walk in the steps of the Savior. We need to make a determination to walk in the steps of the Savior, this incomparable God. Amen? He is an incomparable God. What better could there be than to walk in his steps and to let him lead me and let him guide me? Oh, I pray that the heartbeat of every believer this morning will be, lead me, Savior, lead me. Walking in the steps of the Savior. Oh, God, I want to walk in your steps. He is the transcendent God. And if we make that determination where he leads me, I will follow. You will never make the wrong step. Young man, young woman, make a decision today. Make a recommitment. I will walk in his steps. But if you don't know him, open your heart to Jesus today. God, thank you for loving me. You, the transcendent God, you looked down on me and you loved me. And this morning, I open my heart to you. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Cleanse me of my sin and make me ready for heaven. Make me a child of God. Are you ready to do that right now? Every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you'll speak to every heart. And Lord, that someone will open their heart to our transcendent God. We ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus. Repent of your sin and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer. And he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ, or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-242-5550 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for online worship this Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. at livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. It would be a pleasure to have you as part of our online audience. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.